Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, pakar kebijakan menyerukan Australia untuk mengatur ulang program migrasi terampil sementara untuk mengurangi eksploitasi pekerja. Namun pihak lain telah menyerukan kekhawatiran bahwa para migran berketerampilan lebih rendah mungkin akan ketinggalan karena laporan Creighton Institute merekomendasikan jenis visa pekerja baru harus diberikan kepada peran dengan gaji yang lebih tinggi. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Francesca Denocio, Rayana Tamer, dan Monique Poblos. Safira, berusia 36 tahun, adalah koki cepat saji yang berasal dari Belanda, bekerja di Tweedhead di sebelah utara New South Wales. Ketika ia tiba di Australia, ia diberi visa kekurangan keterampilan sementara pada bulan April tahun lalu. Ia tahu orang lain dengan visa ini menghadapi kenyataan yang sulit.
Well, there have been situations that I know of where people, for example, are sick, and then they had to agree with a condition where they are not being paid sick leave. They can't really say something about it because they are afraid of their visa being cancelled because the employer doesn't want to pay that. So they are basically exploited because they can't really say anything about it.
Safira mengatakan seharusnya ada jalan untuk menyuarakan keprihatinan bagi orang-orang yang menggunakan visa ini.
If there would be some sort of organization, right, where visa holders can go to talk about this if there's a problem without risking their employer to be able to cancel their visa or stop working with them, then I think that would be really good addition.
Brandon Coates adalah penulis utama laporan Creighton Institute yang baru yang berjudul Fixing Temporary Skilled Migration, A Better Deal for Australia.
So in particular, there were changes made in 2017 by the Turnbull government that made temporary sponsorship more restrictive. It reduced the number of occupations that were on the list. And for occupations that remained on those lists, some of them became only eligible for a single two-year non-renewable visa, or where that only in regional areas. There was also a shift to change the rules to make it harder for some TSS visa holders to become eligible for permanent residency down the track.
Dalam aturan saat ini, pemerintah federal memutuskan pekerjaan mana yang memenuhi syarat untuk pekerja visa sementara melalui daftar profesi yang dianggap kurang. Namun seperti yang disarankan oleh peneliti laporan Creighton lainnya, Henry Sherrill, mendefinisikan keterampilan yang dibutuhkan berdasarkan pekerjaan tidak fleksibel di pasar tenaga kerja yang berubah dengan cepat.
Tasks within an occupation can differ substantially. And if you think about an accountant, you might be an accountant at a global firm doing fraud accounting work, or you may be an accountant who's doing sort of regular audits of financial statements. People pay different salaries based on those different tasks, even if they're in the same occupation. And if we target occupations, we don't pick that up.
Saat ini, lebih dari 50% pekerja yang disponsori sekarang berpenghasilan kurang dari rata-rata pekerja penuh waktu, naik dari 38% pada tahun 2005.
We call for a sort of a new visa to replace the shortage visa and focus on skilled workers in general for all jobs above $70,000 a year. If an employer wanted to sponsor any occupation, regardless if it's on a list or not, they can do so provided the salary is above $70,000 a year and the salary that they nominate is the same as what they pay Australians doing the same job.
Namun Safiria mengatakan bahwa sistem itu tidak akan inklusif.
What I think is that most chefs will earn, or cooks will earn less than $70,000. A cafe wouldn't be able to afford that, you know. I think you really need to offer that type of visa for the hospitality industry, for people like lower paid.
Usulan visa pekerja terampil sementara yang baru akan menyebabkan jumlah pekerjaan penuh waktu yang memenuhi syarat meningkat dari 44% menjadi 66%, dan juga akan memastikan sponsor sementara disediakan untuk pekerjaan dengan upah lebih tinggi, karena laporan itu mengklaim Australia mensponsori terlalu banyak pekerja berketerampilan rendah. Berikut ini penjelasan dari Laurie Noel dari layanan permukiman Amos Australia.
I'm not sure that I'd agree with the fact that we are bringing in too many low-skilled workers. So these are not essentially high-skilled workers, but they're critical workers that we need. And it's also, having said that, it's also important that they're treated well and they're paid properly at the same level as Australians doing the same work.
Mantan Wakil Sekretaris Departemen Imigrasi Abdul Rizvi menyatakan sentimen yang sama.
It seems a bit odd that we're making it harder for high-skilled people to get in whilst having this array of low-skill, low-paid work visas where people are subject to extraordinary levels of exploitation, which the Grattan report ignores.
Ia menambahkan, Australia harus melihat situasi secara holistik.
What we know from the history of immigration to Australia is that everything is connected to everything else, and unless you look at it holistically, you don't really reform anything. You just end up more piecemeal tinkering.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai kebijakan Australia tentang visa bagi para pekerja berketerampilan sementara yang disusun oleh Francesca De Nuccio, Ryan Tamer, dan Monique Peblos untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.